This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and dedicated the prestigious Sonmarg tunnel to the nation today in central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. Union Ministers Nitin Gadkari, Dr. Jitendra Singh, J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, senior UT ministers, parliament members, legislators and senior tunnel project officials were present on the occasion. The Prime Minister also inspected the tunnel and he was briefed about the project. The Sonmarg tunnel will significantly reduce the travel time to just 20 to 25 minutes between Gagangir and Sonmarg. The tunnel is equipped with cutting-edge technologies that provide real-time updates and seamless connectivity for users. This futuristic infrastructure will enhance the travel experience and also set a new standard for road connectivity in the region. The work on the tunnel project began in May 2015 and was completed last year. The world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh, began today in Prayagraj with Amrit Snan on the occasion of Paush Purnima. Millions of devotees, pilgrims and visitors are taking a holy dip at various ghats of Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers. The grand event will continue till Mahashivratri on the 26th of February. A rare celestial alignment that occurs only once in 144 years adds significance to the Mahakumbh this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished everyone today on the commencement of Mahakumbh 2025 at Prayagraj. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called it a special day for crores of people who cherish Bharatiya values and culture. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said the situation is sensitive but stable at northern borders. He affirmed that the forces are well poised to deal with any adverse situation and building a robust infrastructure at the border areas is the key priority of the Indian Army. Briefing during the annual press conference of the Indian Army in New Delhi today, General Dwivedi said the situation is under control in the Jammu and Kashmir region and it is moving forward from terrorism to tourism. He informed that 60% of terrorists eliminated last year were of Pakistan origin, underlining the success of counter-terrorism operations. He said the region has witnessed a considerable decline in violent incidents. On the eastern Ladakh front, General Dwivedi said that contentious issues at Demchok and Depsang have been resolved, allowing patrolling and traditional grazing activities in the areas. On the current situation in Manipur, the army chief said that synergized efforts of security forces and proactive government initiatives have brought the situation under control. India's High Commissioner to Dhaka, Pranay Verma, and Bangladesh Foreign Secretary Mohammad Jashimuddin said today discussed New Delhi's commitment to ensuring a crime-free border and effectively address the challenges of smuggling, movements of criminals and trafficking. Verma said the two countries have an understanding on the issue of border fencing for security and the two border guard enforcements, BSF and BGB, have been in communication in this regard. He said the understanding will be implemented through cooperative approach to combating crime. According to Bangladesh Sombad Santha, the meeting took place at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs over the recent activities along the border. The Foreign Secretary hoped that the upcoming Border Guard Bangladesh and BSF Director General level talks would be able to discuss the matter at length. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold day conditions in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Rajasthan today. Northern, eastern and northeastern states of the country can experience dense fog in the morning and night hours during the next 2 days. The festival of harvest, Lohri, is being celebrated today in North India, especially in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Jammu and Chandigarh. Lohri marks the end of the long nights of winter and welcomes the longer days of summer as the sun begins its journey to the northern hemisphere. Lohri is celebrated very enthusiastically and zestfully accompanied by many customs and traditions. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today greeted all Indian people living in country and abroad on the auspicious occasion of Lohri, Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu. And with that we end this news bulletin.